All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Michael Tusky, and we're going to go real quick to Brad on the phone who has a comment or question. Brad, go ahead.
Hey, guys, thanks. I really just wanted to follow up on the prior caller, Eric's comments, which I hadn't thought about before, but I really enjoyed. There are a lot of similarities to that 94-95 team, and I would say to add to that, a lot of the senior leadership that we had on those teams. And, you know, I think that's what carried us deep into the tournament run in 95. And going back to your point, if you'll remember, we lost Corey Alexander earlier in that season to an ankle injury, too. So we didn't even have him around for that tourney run. So, you know, maybe as far as an NCAA tournament appearance, we still do stack up favorably, I think, just like the 94-95 team did. That's all I really had to say. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for calling, Brad. We hope so. Well, I'd take final 8, 25 wins right now.
Well, you know, what's interesting is the parallel was Corey's injury led to Harold Dean's emergence. Harold Dean would have been a year away had Corey not gotten hurt. And that injury occurred against St. John's in the very first game, and he was driving towards the foul line, and a guy stepped out and put his foot under him as he was making his move, and he broke a bone, and it was unfortunate. But anyway, we're going to transition now to our good friend Michael Tusky here, who's got the Olympic Sports Report. Take it away, Michael.
All right, guys. Well, the Virginia women's basketball team is now 14-5 and 2-3 in the ACC after splitting two games over the past week. The Cavaliers beat the dreaded Hokies 52-39 on Thursday night in Charlottesville. The game marked two milestones as senior guard Ariana Moore scored her 1,000th point, becoming the 27th UVA player to do so, and the team earned its 800th win in program history. Only 13 other Division I schools have reached that lofty mark. The team then lost to number 8 Maryland in a close game, 68-61, on Monday night in College Park. Junior guard Lexi Gerson scored 50 points and added 4 steals and 3 assists in the effort. Next, the Wahoos host number 11 Miami at 7 p.m. tomorrow night and Boston College on Saturday at 7 p.m. at John Paul Jones Arena. The number 21 Virginia wrestling team defeated NC State 33-12 at Venerable Reynolds Coliseum on Friday evening, winning 8 of 10 weight classes and earning bonus points in 7 of those 8 wins. Next, the team hosts North Carolina at 7 p.m. Friday and Duke at 1 p.m. Saturday at Memorial Gymnasium. Also, moving to men's basketball, Mike Scott was named to the Wooden Award midseason top 25 list, which is quite the accomplishment.
Only one of 4 ACC players mentioned in
and
that.
And the other 3, I think, were Tar Heels.
Which, you know, 1 against 3. I think Mike can take them.
Yeah, but program announcement. Next week we're on at 5:30 to accommodate the Virginia Tech broadcast. And our basketball guest will either be Corey Alexander, we've talked about him tonight, or Dan Bonner. And then, of course, we also have Dave Kane, Voice of the Hoos, on next week.
So we will have a show significantly focused on basketball and very much looking forward to that. So 5:30 to 6:30 next Wednesday night, that's going to be an exciting show for us.
Yeah, talking about this is kind of Tech Week. We got Georgia Tech tomorrow night and Virginia Tech on Sunday evening. So those two games will occur before our next broadcast, and next Thursday night, a week from tomorrow, BC is Boston in Charlottesville to play the Hoos. And BC, a much improved basketball team here in the last couple of weeks.
Could not disagree with that. Also, real quick, I will be in Charlottesville on Friday night for the Step Up to the Plate event, which is a fundraiser for the UVA baseball program. Coach O'Connor and I had our wires crossed tonight as to who was calling who, but we will work to get Coach O'Connor on the program very soon. He's been an excellent guest in the past, and looking forward to meeting Ryan Zimmerman and Brandon Geyer and Tyler Wilson, who was the Lowe's class winner last year for the UVA baseball
program. I don't know if there are tickets available, but that's an outstanding event. So if anybody is interested, they ought to explore that because a great time on Friday night.
Just go to virginiasports.com. Anyhow, UVA plays Georgia Tech. Quick, Hobo, quick.
Hoos will win.
I'm going with Hoos.
Hoos win.
All right, go Hoos. Beat Tech and Tech.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week.